Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Kayak Fishing Radio, and it's time for Yak Fish in Texas with your hosts, Jaron Wassel and Andrew Moxagimba. Join the conversation at kayakfishingradio.com or call the guys up at 714-816-4727. Now, it's time for Yak Fishing Texas. Here are your hosts, Jaron and Andrew.
In Texas, I am your host, Jaron Wassel. It is another Tuesday night. I will not be joined by Andrew this evening. I have another reoccurring co-host for the show, my friend Ryan McDermott from the Native Pro Staff. How's it been going, Ryan?
Not too bad. I might have to change my name to Andrew just to make your job easier.
Andy, Andrew, we can call you whenever we want to. That's cool.
I'll respond. No, yeah. Doing pretty good. Had a good long weekend of fishing, so now I'm in recovery here for the next couple weeks.
got your due diligence in there for a little bit, and got a little bit to carry over for a couple of days.
Yeah, I got a little bit of tournament fishing in on Saturday, and then had to do a little bit of follow up last night that went early into the wee hours of the morning, and so I got a trip in Vegas next week, so I'll be out of town and unable to fish. And trust me, I would much rather be fishing than be in Vegas for a week. So,
well, it depends, man. Does the Bellagio have a casting pond?
Ooh, I didn't think about that. They do have that big pond out front. I don't know if they have any fish in there or not. That might be something to inquire about.
You might hook a mermaid, but it might be the wrong type of fish.
Hey, that's okay.
Well, that's cool, man. So, yeah, I got a little bit of fishing this weekend, too. It wasn't from the yak, though. Actually was sitting out at the in-laws' house this weekend, did a little bit of catfish fishing just to cure the mind, you know, one of those relaxing kind of fishing days. But when I was out there, though, in between bites, I was flipping through Facebook, and a friend of ours, Des Davis, who's the owner of Supernova Kayak Lights, he posted up a photo of a guy holding, it looked like a solid 20-pound striper. And what really caught my eye is that they said that they caught it in Lake Austin.
Oh, yeah. They're in there.
I had no idea that I had a striper fishery that close. So,
you got a couple of them, really. I mean, and I don't know where it starts, but I know Lake Buchanan, you know, is a real big striper fishery, which is, you know, it's way upstream. And then, you know, they get down in there to Lake Travis, and you know, they make their way down to Lake Austin, and I don't know if I've seen any in Town Lake, but I'm sure if they're in Lake Austin, they're probably in Town Lake as well. But and then Canyon Lake down south has some good striper fishing in it too.
Now, are you talking hybrid or actual striper?
Actual striper.
Okay. Yeah, because I know some guys I was talking to a while ago when I first moved to Austin, they were saying, hey, check out below the dam on Town Lake. There are guys that go down there and cast for striper. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, whatever. And I was looking into it, and I started finding these photos on Google of these reports of these guys below the dam catching fish, and big ones. I mean, there are also some reports of people watching fishermen just bendo over on the bank, just completely slammed and then just breaking off from a big fish. So it's got to be what they were getting into, but I've got
to... I mean, if you look at the records for striper in Texas, you're going to find that the top five or six fish are in river systems. Like, I know I'm trying to think. I know the two of them were in the Guadalupe River below Canyon Lake, and I know if you go into Cabela's and Buta there and you walk into the aquarium, you look up right before you get in the aquarium, there's a big, giant striper mount. And I believe it's from the Guadalupe River. So they get stuck in those rivers and just sit in those holes and get fat, I think. And there's some pretty big ones there.
Yeah, I've got an opportunity to go after this weekend or after Friday. I'm probably going to go Saturday morning. I'm going to go and try to hit up the dam below Lake Austin. You were saying that there was a launch there. And I'm gonna go from there and paddle up, and I'm gonna look on the LCRA's website for those timed releases that they've got. And,
so you're looking above Lake Austin or below Lake Austin?
I think below Lake Austin is which one I'm. So that'd which, be, is the one I was looking at.
That'd be Town Lake. So I know the launch that I told you about was a Walsh, which is actually on Lake Austin, but. For Town Lake, you might be able to launch down by Redbud Island, which is down there. And there's, you know, that they're releasing, there's a lot of rock and stuff down there by the dam, but you should be able to fish it, I would think.
Yes, I'm going to try because I want to time it on those releases because I know whenever I was watching, like, the Hunt for Big Fish with Larry Dahlberg and all that, when they were fishing for the stripers, they were always fishing on a release, and you could see whenever the current just slacked up that the bite really shut off or it was, you know, they really didn't get anything that would come up that would be worthwhile. But whenever the current flow kicked back in and they started releasing more water, the bite was almost like a tide switch at the coast. And those fish really got fired up and started flushing more food for them, and they just started biting like crazy. So I've got plenty of big lures. I mean, I've got stuff
yeah.
that'll probably translate from offshore to striper fishing. So I don't know, man. I'm really excited about going down there and trying it out.
And I just pulled up the list of the top 50 striped bass in the state, and number six is out of Town Lake at 45.5 pounds. So they're in there.
Dude, if I catch a fish that large, you'll be able to, you'll know. I'll be singing from the heavens, man. I mean, walking on water, everything. The Statesman will have an article on some guy doing a crazy Jesus walk across the lake because it's going to be awesome. I was also doing a little bit of reading on like what the guys were using around that area to lure them up, and it looks like, you know, just bigger versions of bass lures. So, you know, the standard three treble hook top water, you know, like a spook, maybe even, you know, I've got some of those River to Sea Larry Dahlberg series wide glide. There's a subsurface walk the dog style lure. I'm gonna bring that down there.
I think one of the reports I saw was on a swim bait as well. So, but, yeah, I mean, big shad baits, I mean, that's what they're eating. They're eating the shad in there, and there's plenty of big ones in Town Lake and in Lake Austin.
Yeah, I know a lot of those guys. That there's also a really – well, there used to be. I'm not sure if there's any more because of the golden algae bloom, but right below Possum Kingdom on the Brazos, they had a really solid striper fishery there. And those guys were just knocking them dead, balloon drifting gizzard shad out into these little eddies and pools. And so it's definitely going to be something I'm going to try there too. I just got to be able to find out how to acquire the gizzard shad in Lake Austin. I'm going to have to use the fish finder and try to see if I can find them out and bring the cast net.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some really, really big shad in that lake, but they're really big, but I'm, you know, to find those smaller shad, I'm not sure. You might use some of Des Davis's supernova lights in there to get them to you.
Yeah. I mean, now I know those guys, they were using some of the shad those guys were using they were easily 8-9 inches long, big gizzard shad. I mean, I've even seen some guys online using larger, you know, just to weed out the smaller bite. But, I mean, if I got a chance to catch anything, I don't care if it's a 19, a 20, a, you know, whatever. That'll be my first striper ever. I can check that off my bucket list for sure. So I'll definitely have to bring out the Corrado 300 and the big rod. I'm not going to go out there with my bass gear.
Yeah, I guess if you hook up with the big one, you're probably going to want that.
Yeah, I want that stopping power. I'm trying to think, because since that water seems to be fairly clear, I'm probably going to have to go with, you know, a fairly decent fluoro leader, because I've only got straight braid to that thing. And, you know, and then we just use, like, a wire leader offshore for, like, the kings and stuff like that. So I'm going to have to switch over to a fluoro leader, you know, just a uni to uni a leader on there and see if I can't. Maybe like a 30 or 40 pound fluoro, just something that way I got some abrasion resistance around those boulders and stuff too. So
yeah, because if you're fishing on Town Lake right there, there's definitely going to be some boulders in that area, and you can actually, I've seen guys fish from the bank right in that area too, from Redbud Island. I'm assuming they're just bass fishing, but it's all pretty close right in that area. But yeah, you'll want that clear. It's definitely clear water, and you'll definitely be in the boulders. So.
Yeah, that's my target. That's what everybody says. You know, as long as you're out there, target the boulders. That's where the current breaks are, and those fish will use those eddy breaks to ambush the bait. So that's what I'm doing.
What kind of depths are they talking about catching those fish in?
Man, that's the thing. I couldn't find anywhere what they were talking about when it came to actual specific depths. So, I mean, I'm going to take probably baits out there that are going to cover everything. You know, I've got some huge Magnum Zoom Super Flukes with like some like 6-aught EWG Gamakatsus, the Super Line ones, and you know, I've got those weighted and I've got them unweighted. I'm probably gonna throw some of those. I'm gonna throw something that'll go a little deeper. I've even got some really. I've got a huge for bass, but you know, the company True Tungsten, they make those nice bluegill swim baits.
Yep.
And they've got those removable tungsten BBs on the inside, and I'm just going to go out there, and if I've got to, I'll throw that huge swim bait, and I'll just remove the BBs as I want to cover water columns and see what, you know, what happens first. But
yeah,
I'll need to send them an email to make a gizzard shad version.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how you do out there. It's a part of the lake I haven't been in a while, but, you know, when I was fishing down there, more often we were, you know, catching schoolie bass, and there'd be a bunch of shad down there, not just around, not just right at the dam, but around the point of Redbud Island. At the right time of year, they'll school up down there. So.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'll try to use the finder and, you know, turn the sensitivity up around the dam and see if I can't pick up any subtle blips that come up, and, you know, because I'm going to need to focus on all sorts of details when I'm out there. I just don't know what yet. But
yeah, I'll be interested to hear your report.
Oh, I'll let you know, and I'll send you a photo. It's not a matter of if I catch one. It's a matter of when. And you'll be getting a photo, my friend, easily. So, but, well, tonight we're going to be haven't talked to him before, but I've been chatting with him on Facebook. We're going to have Joe Hector on a little bit later. He is he runs ExtremeKayakFishing.com, and he puts on the tournament series that they've got, and they've got some really good notoriety here lately in the kayak publications like Kayak Fish or Kayak Angler Magazine. They do the Kayak Sailfish Smackdown. They've got the big one coming up in April called the Battle in the Bahamas. So they've got a really big blue water kayak tournament series, and it's one of the most impressive ones that I've seen. And they've got some awesome catches. And, you know, we touched on it a couple of weeks ago on the show that the winners of the Sailfish Smackdown came from Oklahoma. So I'll be really interested to hear from Joe on that end, just to kind of see just to kind of see what his take is on that and how come any of the homeboys didn't bring home the gold, man. That was the nuts part for me.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. They have to come quite a ways to get to that blue water and to hook those big things, man. I can't even imagine what that would, you know, coming from a bass fishing background. I mean, even the biggest fish is, you know, it's over pretty quick more often than not. So, you know, a sailfish, oh, man, it's got to be crazy.
Yeah, I really want to pick his brain on that because, you know, every time I see him posting photos up on Facebook, he's got some big fat wahoo in his lap, or he's got, you know, another sailfish or awesome mahi. I mean, they've got an amazing fishery out there, and those guys, they're doing it right. And then that Battle of the Bahamas, you know, coming up, that's going to be an interesting style tournament where they can actually shuttle the boats over. But, yeah, I don't want to get too much into it until he gets in here. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to around about 8:30 when he gets in here. So,
what a place to have a tournament. Don't get me wrong. I love fishing my Texas lakes, but it's not the Bahamas.
Nah, dude. I mean, you can – who gets to say that they went to Florida, they got their kayak and all their gear shuttled over to the Bahamas, hung out at a cool resort, fished off your kayak for offshore species, went back, hung out on the beach for the rest of the – I mean, it's a two-day event. So twist my arm, I've got to fish in the Bahamas out of my kayak for 2 days.
Oh,
and
dear.
And then I've got to chill at some really ridiculously sweet resort. Man, this just sounds like slavery.
That's tough, man.
I don't know if I can do it.
That's a hard life.
well, speaking of tournaments, man, you said that you fished one this last weekend. Where'd you go at?
I fished the catch event on Lake Wood, which is out near Gonzales. It's a part of the Guadalupe River. It's kind of a small main lake area, and then for the you get upstream of that, and you're in river pretty much the entire time. So, you know, I went out and pre-fished weekend before last, and did all right, and then we went out and fished the tournament, and it was I don't want to say it was a tough day because there was a ton of fish caught, but the majority of them were under 14 inches. I think I caught 3 keepers for the tournament. I probably caught a total of 30 fish or somewhere in that range, but only 3 of them were keeper size. So, and that for the most part, I think was the story of the day. But you know, they had a pretty good turnout, especially considering Lake Wood is kind of out in the middle of nowhere. So, but it was a fun lake to fish. There was a lot of big fish caught, a lot of them during pre-fish. Not as many big fish caught on the day of the tournament, but there was one solid 25.5-inch bass, I believe. Probably went 10, 11 pounds. Anyway, didn't have a scale. But, it was a solid fish. So
they were out there.
You just had to work.
That was the guy that caught that 25-incher. He's the one that caught a Sharalunker recently, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did. Actually, it's a buddy of mine. He's on the same rod builder pro staff as I am, and he caught a Sharalunker during a powerboat tournament on Lake Dunlap. That's, you know, my home lake. And, yeah, he's got a knack for catching big fish during tournaments, and he kept it up this last weekend. So it was a fun thing to see.
Dude, that's sick. I couldn't imagine.
And that's two tournaments in a row now with the catch tournaments where they've put, you know, fish that were pushing 10 pounds, you know, in there for big bass. So
that's hard to compete with.
It's tough, man. I mean, and it's in the lakes, and you're talking about fishing Town Lake, Lake Austin, and then in this case, Lake Wood. It's not where they're just catching a ton of those. So, you know, you're seeing maybe one or two guys, you know, on a tournament day, catch a big fish like that. You got to work for them, so somebody's going to get it, and that's, chances are that guy's going to win. I think the only other the big fish that I saw from that tournament, the Lakewood tournament, was a 7-pounder that got caught as well. So,
yeah, that was pretty sweet, dude. There was also I saw another Facebook post up that Dez brought up. One of his pro staffers caught like a 12.5 on Lake Austin the other night. like last night or two nights ago?
I did see. I didn't see the size of it. I mean, I saw the picture. I didn't see the weight, but there was a. At first, I thought it was Town Lake, and then I did see Des make the post today because the guy's in. He's in his kayak, and he's got all the supernova lights lighting up the water, and he had. I mean, a big double digit fish, and it's the time of year to do it. And I mean, I went out. You know, I was out fishing on Town Lake last night, and it was just one fish after the other, and they were all solid fish, and they were all very angry and ready to fight. And it's, I think, a big part of it is, you know, obviously the spawns is starting to get hot. You know, we were pre-front yesterday, the last couple days, and you know, these local lakes that typically get hit pretty hard by a lot of these local knuckleheads we have here. They're fishing the Cats tournaments. They're fishing the Cap City tournaments. They're fishing different lakes right now. So I think these lakes aren't getting, you know, Town Lake, Lake Austin may not be getting hit quite as hard, at least by the kayak anglers, as they normally are. So, you know, yesterday and the last couple of days has been a real good time to get out there and smoke some big fish. So
that's sweet, dude. Well, that was, you know, that Cats, you know, that was another strong event, you know, traveling form, you know, 52 people signed up for the tournament overall. You know, that's not a bad day of work for Christian and his crew. And now they've got another one following this next week, and they're following it up with the Lake Bass Drop event. So
it's just been back to back. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to – I'll be interested to see how many people they get to come out to that tournament, because if I'm not mistaken – he told me that Bass Drop tended to be one of the larger events last year for him, total angler size-wise. So,
Bass Drop's a great tournament. I'll be curious to see if they pull as many as they did for the Town Lake Austin tournament. Obviously, being downtown Austin, you know, you can pull a lot of anglers real easy. It's very centrally located. Bass Drop's a little further out, but it's a beautiful lake. It's gorgeous. It's got a ton of fish in it. And it's a really fun lake to fish. The tactics you get to use to fish in that lake, or frog fishing, or, you know, fish in the grass, and it's just loaded with fish. So it's always a fun one to fish, for sure.
Yeah, me and my wife fished it before, and we had tough, but I mean it was windy. We didn't really get a chance to hold any water or anything like that and fish it effectively, but. Anywho,
it has its days, and I'll tell you, it's not my best lake to fish, but I've seen what that lake can do, and on a good day, it'll take you from zero to hero real fast.
Nice. Well, there's also another event that went on this last weekend, and this was actually primarily put on by Woody Calloway from Native Kayaks. It was the Adventure Fishing World Championship. I don't know if you got a chance to see that, but they've got some video posted on Facebook, and it is a unique style of tournament.
It really is, and being on the Native staff and being that Woody from Native is, you know, and the Native guys and that crew are putting that tournament on, I think it's the second year they've done that now. But being on that staff and seeing a lot of those guys on my Facebook feed and, you know, those videos and those pictures are kind of rolling in this week, and it's a really tough event. But it looks like it's a ton of fun. I know I have one of the other local Native reps here wants to go do that next year. So we're thinking real hard about that. It looks like a real fun event, and it's in the Everglades, man. I mean, it's not – you're out in the wild, but at the same time, I mean, that's got to be a really cool place to fish. But it's a marathon in a way, and you know, it sounds real tough, which is, you know, good.
It's really funny we bring this up. There's a guy in the chat that actually, he just got back from fishing the AFWC. So that's pretty cool, man. Yeah, it's grueling. I mean, just listening to some of the guys talk about it, you know, you've got to paddle from checkpoint to checkpoint. Each checkpoint you're required to catch a certain species of fish and stuff like, I mean, just from what I read, you know, that was what the tournament guidelines were. Dude, that just sounds exhausting. Listening to Chip talk about it, like whenever they did it last year, I think Chip said he covered somewhere around like 20 some odd miles, and
a lot of time either. I mean, you're covering that distance, and you're doing it in a relatively short period of time. It'll be, you know, if we do get down there next year, it'll be interesting to see how you can even squeeze any fishing in. Seems like you'd be paddling all day.
Yeah, I'd like to go do it. I saw someone, I think it was Redfish Chuck. I think he was talking about he caught a, it's either him or someone, I can't remember, but someone caught a trout and got devoured by a lemon shark. Dude, that'd be nuts. Right, I mean, right on the flat. That's pretty sweet.
I think if my bass got eaten by something on the way to the boat, man, I'd probably be hot after that.
Yeah. Oh man, I'd be pretty excited. That gets you awake. That's better than coffee, man.
I imagine.
Yeah, dude, I've had bull sharks take bull reds boat side. I mean, I've had them leave just a head on the hook whenever I've been sitting out there. And you know, it all gives you something to think about in the back of your mind when you're dangling those feet over off the side of the boat in the middle of the afternoon, just hanging out because it's a slow afternoon. And then you pull up any kind of fish, a king or a Spanish mackerel or bull red or something like that. All of a sudden you just get slammed and rocked sideways, and you look over and there's just a huge bull shark right there. Yeah, I'll wake you up, man.
I don't know that I'll be sticking my legs in the water a whole lot when I go out with you guys.
You know, it just comes second nature, man. I don't even think about that anymore whenever I do it. It's just dangle your legs over, and, you know, I think the closest I've ever really had was, it was something like that where I had my leg dangled over and I was pulling a red up into the boat, and the shark actually came from under my leg and came out the other side and grabbed the redfish. So
it's amazing,
I mean,
how they can do that.
I mean, my calf got tickled by the dorsal, so it was close. But, it's funny, is thinking back on it, as soon as it happened, I was like, oh, and I pulled my leg in, but my other one I kept in the water. So, it's just nature for me to just dangle them over, so I don't really even think about it. And our water is all muddy, so.
Well, you know, I'll let you dangle it over, and that way if the shark comes up, maybe they'll get you instead of me.
Yeah, I'll be the bait, man. I'll be the one in the big yellow boat. You'll be the one with the pedal boat that's walking on water when you're trying to get away.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, so, yeah, they had 49 teams. That's not bad either. I mean, 49 teams, that's 100 people, individuals, still. I mean, that's an awesome event. I don't know what they pulled last year. I haven't really done a lot of reading up on the history of the event too much, but that's something I would like to really do a road trip for next year. I'm gonna get into that in here in just a second, because me and Andrew got a little series, like a, it's kind of like our top five thing. It kind of plays into tonight, but yeah, I mean, I'd like to go on a road trip for that one. That sounds like something I would really enjoy doing, because it's virgin water to me. I don't know anything about fishing those mangroves or anything like that, but I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Yeah, and that's a big part of the reason I've wanted to get salty this year, and not so much with the blue water, but just kind of get down and fish the coast of flats a little bit more than I have the last several years is because I do have, my other local native pro staffer here wants to fish it, so I figure the bass skills probably won't come in quite as handy as maybe some redfish and trout skills. So
right.
It'll be good to get down there and get salty.
Yeah. Well, you know, kind of on the theme for tonight, since, you know, Bahamas, Florida, something like that, you know, Andrew and I come up with, we do a top five. We started a little thing, you know, kind of relevant to the topic of the night. And I thought it was kind of cool, you know, do some, you know, top five fishing destinations that you kind of really hope to get to. And mine's pretty easy. They're already going one place I want to go to. That's the Bahamas. I want to go down there. I want to go to the Bahamas and chase all the offshore species down there. That just looks ridiculously fun. I don't know what I'd do if I caught a wahoo from the kayak, because I see those guys in Maui doing it all the time from the Aqua Hunters, and that looks like a blast. But my other four, probably, I want to go to Panama, because Salmons has me sold on that, going out and fishing Hannibal Bank area for big, massive yellowfin. So I want to do that, absolutely. This is kind of far out there. I don't know if anybody's really ever done it, but I would like to see if there is some way you can fly in and go kayak fishing on the Amazon for peacock bass. You can't tell me that would not be fun, dude.
No, that's, you know, I kind of looked into the what we're going to be talking about today, and so I came up with my list of top fives, and that'll be the one on my list that'll be on your list as well is peacock bass fishing. And the Amazon, I mean, if you want a big one, that's where you have to go. I mean, there's actually some spots in Florida you can go and you can get some, but they're going to be smaller fish, and, you know, you're not going to get that big, just massive peacock bass. But, man, if there's a way to do it in a kayak, the only problem is then you're in the Amazon in a kayak, which isn't necessarily the safest thing. But I've looked into a couple of those trips because that's, like I said, that's one of my list, and it's they do some crazy trips down there that I've read
Absolutely.
About. I don't know if the kayak's in there, but I'd love to do it.
Well, you got to do it, man. I mean, it's water. You can put it in there. You got to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I look at it. But, well, it looks like Joe's in the wing. Bring him in real quick.
Absolutely.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
How's it going, guys?
Oh, can't complain, man. Just kind of running down our, you know, with your exotic for us theme of kayak fishing, we were just kind of going down like a top five destination kayaks or kayaking locations we'd like to go to, man. And, you know, you guys locked up the Bahamas. That's definitely a place I would like to go because that's my style of fishing.
Oh, yeah, man. It's going to be a blast. We put it on the dates where they have the Yellowfin Run. They go, they go through that channel there. So hopefully, someone's got a good chance, or multiple people got a good chance, maybe getting one of those Yellowfin.
Yeah, that's sick. We were supposed to go to. We had a trip lined up to go to Venice, Louisiana. We were going to take a mothership out to the floater rigs out there, and go fish in the 4,000 foot of water from our kayak. The boat captain agreed to just chum up the fish and drop us off and let us troll for yellowfin, and it just never got a chance to formulate. So,
man, that'd be great, man.
Whew. Yeah, that's a bucket list.
Yeah, I mean, I've never got a yellowfin. I've always wanted to get one. In the Bahamas, I'm going to be watching these guys go out and fish. So, it'd be good to see somebody bring one back. And like I said, they're in that channel. So, and the thing about there is, you know, nobody really jigs. When we went there the past two trips, just to get the area down and get the tournament going, I was showing jigs to the locals, and they had no idea what it was. I mean, they troll ballyhoo and skirts, and that's really it. I mean, they don't even use live bait. So to have those tools, I think, will help on that ledge there in the Bahamas as well.
Yeah, That's definitely we were going to be taking out some big fat 200-gram jigs to go out there and do some deep drops. But, I mean, most of the stuff, we were going to go behind the shrimp boats, and they were going to actually use live bait and chunks to pull the tuna off the shrimp boats, and then we would launch and go right behind the captain's boat and throw live mullet into the frenzy and just hold on. So,
oh, man, that would be a blast, man.
I think I've locked down a captain to go with. I'm going to probably try to go with the Mexican Gulf Fishing Company. So if I get something lined up for this summer, if you're down, man, you're more than welcome to come and try to join in on that trip with us.
Hey, man, if it's extreme, I'm there, and that sounds pretty darn extreme. So I'll definitely
absolutely
I'll take you up on that.
Cool, man.
So
well,
yeah.
So you just got done with the Sailfish Smackdown. That was really a cool event. I got a lot of good press, man. You want to just kind of give us a recap of the event?
Yeah. What we did was, I was thinking about doing something like this actually about a couple years ago. I thought it was a little too early still, so we got done with our summer series, and then after that, I really wanted to do a tournament in the wintertime, and in reality, it's hit or miss here in the winter. So the main fish, the pelagic here, is sailfish. So, I did some research, and there's really nothing like it that's been done tournament-wise for just targeting strictly sailfish. So I figured this is the spot to do it. They have a lot of other sailfish tournament boat-wise that goes on here in Pompano Beach. And I figured, why not check out the moons, you know, try to get it as close as we can to when those guys do it and do some research. And we set it up, and we got beautiful weather, which always isn't great. But we ended up, yeah, man, these guys got sailfish, and it was a success. And it was pretty amazing to see on the boat, too, because I'm always on the beach, usually with all my tournaments. And with this one, I was actually a judge on the boat itself. So it was cool seeing these guys hook up and getting some amazing photos and talking to them. And Chris Thomas from Oklahoma came here to Pompano Beach and killed it, man. He came here. Ryan Jones got second from Oklahoma. They beat the locals. Marcos got third. He's from Miami. So none of the locals ended up, you know, finishing top three. So it was pretty crazy. And that's why I think we got a lot of the press as well, is, you know, the locals usually kill it. And these guys came here and they proved that anyone can fish any one of our tournaments anytime.
Man, that's...
Yeah.
That's cool as hell, man. I mean, what was really cool about it, actually, the guy that won your tournament, he's actually active poster on the Texas Kayak Fisherman forum.
That's
and
great.
He got on there and was posting all the photos from the event and had nothing but high praises to say about you guys and just the class of the event. So, man, it's, from what it sounds like, you guys have got the right formula for attracting in some really good people. And a lot of people, if it gets enough attention, you know, that's the right kind of fishing.
Yeah. I mean, the summer series is, you know, that's been growing, you know, consistently with us, and we get a lot of people from out of state with that as well. But with this one, I was actually surprised we got people from out of state, because it was such a smaller tournament than we usually run, given that it was the first of its kind. And, you know, there's a lot of people that haven't caught sailfish on their kayaks. So, you know, what this tournament proved was, this is your chance to come here in season when they're plentiful and have your shot at catching them, because all three of those guys that got top three, they never caught a sailfish on a kayak. So that was their first time, all three of them. So, you know, if you want to come here and do that, you know, that's your chance. And you could win some cash. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the catching the sailfish is one thing, but getting a fat wad of cash, that's another bonus, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, it's not bad holding up a big check either, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, I got a big billfish, but I got a big check. So that's cool. It's a good trade-off. I like that.
Yeah. So we were happy with it. It was a better turnout than we expected, to be honest, because I never would have thought someone from Oklahoma come down and kill it like that, and he did. And he would have had two. He hooked into another one. So it was crazy. He knew what was going on. He did a little pre-fishing the day before and saw him free-jumping. So he knew what he was doing. So it was good.
So when you guys are out there and you're targeting the sails, are you doing rigged up ballyhoo, or you got some other form of a bait that you're fishing with? Are you using something else?
No, we're using live goggle eye. You can also use live pilchard. We actually were selling bait on the water. So the anglers had the option to either go to one of the local shops or get bait from us, from Hillsborough Live Bait, on the water. And that was the boat I was on, actually. So if someone needed something, they can pull up right to us. Andrew pulled up to us. You know, if people ran out of bait, you know, we'll load them up. So, you know, with the sailfish, you know, you really want to use those, because the thing is, if you're going to troll a ballyhoo, you know, you don't really get that speed. At least in this area, you know, if you want to target them, you know, you use the clear leader circle hook, and, you know, you want to use the live goggle eye, which is a bigger bait. And it's hardier, too. You can keep it on for a longer time.
Yeah, we fished for billfish down in we fished for them down in Baja with Jim Salmons. And we were using live mullet, but we were,
yeah.
I mean, it would have been sails or anything like that, but actually what we got into that day was striped marlin. So
wow.
That was pretty cool, man. The guy that caught it was from Canada. He, he was locked on for 2 hours, and he was on a small fish, and he'd never caught a billfish from ever, and it took him 2 hours. It should have been a lot less, but it was, ended up being about a 100-pound striped marlin. Man, it was beautiful. It was all lit up. Whew.
Oh,
yeah, that was nice.
That's beautiful, man. That's a dream, man. Beautiful.
Well,
beautiful. And so I love all billfish. They're just beautiful fish.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, well, you got the next upcoming you've got is the big one in my eyes. You guys got the battle in the Bahamas coming up, and I'll tell you what caught my eye out of this entire thing, and I've brought this up on the show multiple times, is you got a big fat ring that you guys are going to give away for the champion of this event. You get to walk around like a stud with this thing.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm a big Oakland Raiders fan, football. So I played sports my whole life, and I fished a lot of tournaments. And when I was young, I played on a baseball team, and they gave out rings, and we lost. We didn't win the championship, and I just wanted that ring so bad. And it just kind of gave me the idea of, you know, if you're going to do a Super Bowl event, if you're going to do a championship, I think a ring, you know, overtakes a trophy. I think you want that big, fat Super Bowl ring that you could put on your finger, you can show it off, you could put it in a glass case. And that's what gave me the idea of doing a ring. And I think, you know, we're also going to have a ring in the Summer Series as well for the champion of that. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It's going to have a diamond. It's going to have beautiful stones. It's going to be solid silver. It's going to be massive. So the guy who is making it actually created the ring for the Colts when they won their Super Bowl. So it's going to kind of resemble that. So, yeah, it's going to be beautiful, and they got a check for $5,000 to go with it, which is a huge payout. Even bow tournaments don't have that, you know, a lot.
No.
So,
yeah.
It's a big payout to get a ring like that and a $5,000 check. So.
Absolutely.
Well, but you know what? To bring in those fish in a tournament like that, that's huge. So they deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. I think that pretty much trumps everything. You can't wear a trophy around, like a stud necklace or anything like that. So, yeah, a ring, you're absolutely right. I never would even thought of that's the way to go. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Well, mm-hmm. So what are some of the logistics to this tournament? I mean, these guys, they're getting shuttled from Florida over to the island?
Correct. So what's going to happen is, a lot of the anglers will show up, you know, you get a few days before. What we have here is they have 3 days to bring their kayaks to the customs. Now, I'm going to meet them there. We're going to, you know, every angler that signs up, they got to sign a form, and my wife will send out directions to where they have to go. But Thursday, Monday, and Tuesday, the 17th, 21st, and 22nd are the 3 days where they have to check in. Once they do that, you know, we'll fast forward to the ferry part. They show up that morning around 6:30, and everything's already loaded on the boat. So they don't have to worry about anything. They just get on the ship. Every angler that signs up rides first class, and they take the trek over, which is about 3 hours. When they arrive, they unload, and there's trucks there to pick up their kayaks. We have people there that'll help them, you know, put them in load them up in the trucks, and then they take about a 25 minute ride to the hotel at Tango Bay Resort, and then they unload there, and we have security for the whole tournament, you know, watching their kayaks outside. Everything else they have to bring inside to the hotel in their rooms, and then we fish, man. We have the tournament. It's a 2 day tournament. And then after that, they have a little off time, and the ferry leaves pretty late their last day. So they'll have a whole day to kind of just hang out, enjoy the rest of the time there, and there'll be free Sans beer the whole trip. So it'll be a lot of fun, food, fun, fishing, and for people just to enjoy themselves.
That's my kind of event.
Yeah, I would
have to imagine my cohort Ryan could get down with some of this.
That sounds like a good time right there. I mean,
yeah.
You know, and it's something else, and I don't know if this is if it's unique for what you guys are doing, but I really like the idea of the security for the kayaks. I know in the tournaments I fish, I haven't typically felt like my kayaks were unsafe, but or you know, were in risk of being you know tampered with or stolen. But that's a cool add.
Yeah, especially when you know, I mean, let's face it, all of us are going to a place where I've only been there twice. You know, I don't personally know the area 110%. So I want to make sure that, you know, everyone's stuff is looked after, and there's going to be quite a few kayaks. So, you know, having that security is to me really important, especially in an area that, you know, you're not familiar with.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, how many guys do you have, signed up already? I mean, how many are you anticipating come down for the event?
But right now we got 31. I'm hoping, you know, or guessing, I'm maybe 45, 50 at the most. But, yeah, probably around that number for this first one. Maybe more. I mean, I really don't know. A lot of people, you know, doing these tournaments for a while now, a lot of people sign up right at the end. So, you know, I really don't, you know, it's hard to give a solid number, but right now we got 31. So that's already a good number to start for something like this. When we started
Absolutely.
This year off for 2014, you know, we were doing two tournaments that we've never done. The Summer Series is kind of our baby. We've been doing it for years, but we wanted to add that different element. So we're, you know, taking the risks and doing something new for these guys. So having one in another country and having a sailfish tournament, so far so good. So we're really excited for 2014. So
cool, man. Yeah. So well.
Yeah.
You kind of touched on that just a second ago, like the Summer Series. So that's another set that you've got going on right after the Bahamas event, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's our baby. We have the first one it's called the Summer Slam. It's two tournaments. In a way, they're kind of connected because what's going to happen is the winner with the most weight in both tournaments, which means you have to fish both, wins the Super Bowl ring for that as well, and a huge trophy. So they get both, and cash. So that tournament's going to be in June 21st, and then August 16th.
Sick, dude. Well, so these tournaments that you guys that you're doing are these just strictly like a specific species? Like, is it because you know around here some of the tournaments that you've got you enter in and it's a king tournament, but you'll have like cobia or mahi side pots or stuff like that. Or is this just like you've got like a set of species that you can target and it's just a wait for that particular fish that you catch?
No, the beauty of Extreme for the Summer Series is that you have a full variety of fish that count for your weigh-in. Our rule is, you know, you have five eligible fish for weigh-in. That could be that can range from a big blackfin tuna, which have to be 5 pounds or up, to a big cobia, to two blackfin, to a kingfish. So you have a big variety of fish that you can bring to the scale when you fish the Summer Series. Usually, you know, to compete, to win it, you want to get that solid kingfish. Or, you know, there's big wahoo, there's big tuna. So those are the fish you really want to target, but you have a big variety with those series.
Well, is it pretty much the same rule set that runs into the Bahamas event as well, the same kind of thing?
Correct. Correct, yeah. It's going to be the same kind of pelagics, the mahi-mahi, all those fish are going to be. We're going to add a reef division to it, and then grouper will be eligible only for one. So let's say you're in both divisions, you have to choose where you want to slot that grouper. It could be a massive grouper, so you could win the whole thing with it. So we'll make it kind of like a side thing with the grouper.
Well,
there's plenty of those
guys. Like what kind of grouper are you talking? Like gags and stuff like that? Or are you talking like cool?
Correct.
Very cool. Well, there's a guy in the chat. He had a question. He was wanting to know the cost to get into the Bahamas tournament.
Sure. Well, there's double. Let me get my computer up here real quick, just so it's perfect for him. I just want to give me one second, guys.
Dude. Ryan, we got to go do something like this.
I still got to wet my whistle on the Texas coast here with you guys.
No. Jump head in.
You're
good.
You're just throwing me
you're
in.
Good?
throwing me in the deep
Seriously.
End.
Yeah, dude, look at the guys from Oklahoma. Look what the guys from Oklahoma did. They just walked right down to Florida. You know, whatever. Yeah, we brought our crappie poles and we pulled out some sailfish. You know, it's no big deal. They can do it, man. You can do it. It's no problem.
No, anyone can win it, man. Anybody.
You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
You show up and you fish, and it's all an attitude too. You got to go there with an attitude like you're going to win. When I talk to those Oklahoma guys from the first night I met them, you can just tell when someone's confident. They had that look in their eye. They really wanted to learn. At the captain's meeting, they were talking to all the locals, you know, asking a lot of questions, and they won it. So that's what it's about.
See, Ryan,
there's hope for you.
Asia.
They had the Kenny.
All right,
I'm
pulling
there,
up
like.
This thing right now.
Yeah, because if I was not mistaken, I looked on here a couple probably last week before the show, because I always check on your website to just kind of read up on it because it's so unique. You had a couple different package options for the guys wanting to join, correct?
Yeah, there's quite a few, actually. That's why I want to make sure I can answer his question perfect, because my computer's being slow here. Just give me 1 second.
Nah, it's not a problem, man. Yellowfin tuna. Here's a question. So if you guys are doing weight and, you know, you listed on here the potential for billfish, how are you capturing the billfish into the angler's
How it works with billfish is for the summer series we have a billfish division. They're not included into the weight of all the rest of the fish. And the winner of that division actually gets the entry into the Battle of the Bahamas. And that's how that ties into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the logistics of those big fish are mind-boggling.
Okay, so here's the prices to answer his question. We have here triple occupancy, two separate rooms with beds in each room per person. Now, all these prices are per person. That'll be $650. And that includes first-class round trip for your kayak or paddleboard, first-class transportation for yourself and the equipment to the port and the hotel and back, the three-night stay at the resort, free sands beer for all your days, welcome reception dinner, awards dinner, and fishing. So all that's included in $650 for basically 4 days in the Bahamas.
That doesn't sound like a tournament. It sounds like a vacation.
And if you bring like a wife or a companion, that'll be $389 for all 4 days.
That's good information right there.
Wait. Bring the wife. Wait, what? Oh, no,
okay,
man.
So
you
got the double occupancy, and that's one king-size bed. For two double beds in a room, and this is per person, that's going to be $669, and it's all the same as I said below. So you get the first, you get the first class round trip, transportation, three night stay, free beer, welcome reception dinner, and awards dinner and fishing, and that is the double occupancy. And then finally, we have the single occupancy. So this is for one person, one king size bed, and that's going to be $760. And that's all the same as below. So if you bring more people, it brings the price down.
Sweet.
Yeah,
and
man, if you bring
like
a child, if someone wants to bring their child, that's going to be $220.
That's not bad. These are all really reasonable prices considering the fact of what you're getting out of this entire thing. Very reasonable.
Oh yeah, I mean I worked my butt off to get these prices. You got to think of it, for 4 days in the Bahamas, you're fishing, you're doing all the stuff, that's, can't beat it.
No, not at all, man. That's wow. That's cheaper than what we were going to go do out of Venice. That's the kicker right there. That guy was he was wanting some cash. This is even more, in my opinion, this is even more fun. And it's for 2 days of fishing and not just one.
And do we have a website we can go to get all that information?
Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to go to extremekayakfishing.com. And on the top right-hand corner, you'll see Bahamas entry ticket, and you just click there, and it'll give you all the information on the tournament, all, you know, passport, whatever you need. And here's another thing, too, and this is something that we just came across. If an angler is having trouble getting a passport, you can also bring your original birth certificate, so you don't have to get a passport. Now, the only reason why that's acceptable is because we're not flying, we're taking a boat. So that is something that someone can bring if they're having trouble getting their passport. But if they do that, then that means they cannot fly back. So if there's an emergency and, God forbid, something happens, they cannot get back unless they wait for the ferry.
That's
a
good
so
piece
just
of information.
A little bit
though,
more
right?
information. Yeah.
That's solid, man. Sweet. Yeah, I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, well, cool, actually, dude. We just came across that ourselves.
Very nice. It's a good need to know. Well, now you guys also have a magazine that you public have a publication, correct?
Correct. Yes, we have a tournament magazine. We do them quarterly. We have one. I just put it on your page. That's about to come out in about a month and a half. It's going to come out right before the Bahamas tournament and preview. That one's going to be strictly about tournament fishing, getting ready for it, fishing offshore, and how to win these events.
Sweet, man. And, you know, anybody can – is that available to find on the website as well if anybody wants to subscribe?
Correct. Just again, go to extremekayakfishing.com, and it's a free subscription. And, you know, if you want to purchase the hard copy, then we'll send them to you. But, yeah, you can sign up for free on our website and take a look at the magazine and enjoy it. Got some good tips in there, the kayak downrigger, stuff like that. So good stuff for offshore.
Cool, man.
Good stuff for a guy like me who's never done it before.
Yeah, I know. I'm a freeline guy.
Yeah. Oh man, dude. We just brought downriggers in, and they've been selling like crazy. That's really starting to be an up and coming thing, like a tactic from the kayak. So I'm gonna have to try that out on something, maybe on the Striper here in Austin.
Yeah, I mean Andrew Mixon won. He got the Wahoo on the downrigger in our May Madness tournament. So they're really effective. They work well.
Very cool. Well, Joe, I really appreciate you coming by, man. This has been an awesome chat about a really cool event. We'll do our best on our end to help promote it as much as possible. And you're more than welcome to come back to like post-tournament recaps if you'd like or anything, and help get more awareness for the upcoming series or anything like that. Just shoot me a message and let me know.
Definitely, man. I'd love to. And thank you so much for having me on. And again, just go to extremekayakfishing.com and check us out. And I appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
Oh, not a problem, man. Have a good one. We'll get in touch with you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Man, you too. And I'm holding you up to that offer about fishing. I'm going.
Hey, dude. Hey, you're friends with me on Facebook. I'll post it up. You got first dibs.
All right, post it up. I'm there. All right?
Yeah. Not a problem, man.
All right, see you guys.
All right, have a good one. Well, Ryan.
That's gonna be wild right there.
I couldn't agree more.
And I didn't get a whole lot of chance to, before the show started to get into looking what they're doing. But kind of as we were talking to them, I was able to kind of peruse a little bit, and it's definitely extreme.
Dude, you ain't no joke, man. I mean, he's doing everything right to set you up to have a great event. I mean, he's timing it, like you said. You know, he's checking the moon phases. He's checking out all this information. He's doing his scouting. He's working his tail off to get the event and the venue set up to where, you know, anybody can come and have some fun. And, you know, I mean, I know you can't control everything, but he's doing everything in his power to make it to where when you come out, you're going to have fun. You've got the best shot at catching fish. So,
well, how are you not going to have fun in the Bahamas?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean,
you know, you may not, like, if, you know, my wife, she may not want to go and paddle around, but, man, she's going to be sitting and drinking some of that sans beer right on the beach, hanging out in that cool Bahama sun, having a good time watching me win the event. That's right.
And that's, I mean, that. if you can't sell your wife on going, letting you go take a fishing trip and have you bring her along to the Bahamas, and then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you might want to go and trade her in for another wife. Find someone who's going to enjoy it.
Nah, Lauren, I promise, you're going. But, yeah, man. We'll definitely have to get him back on here. We'll do a little bit of a recap with him, and, you know, let him talk about what we're doing later on in the summer. And, you know, again, you know, like I told him, he's more welcome to go on that Venice trip with us. And, Ryan, that includes you. So if you want to go after some big tuna, you know, we'll be doing that probably in the end of the summertime.
Well, we'll see how I handle the first trip out to the Blue Water here in Texas, and then we'll go from there.
Sounds fair, man. That sounds fair. Well, it's been a pretty good show. I can't complain. Got to talk some big fish from little boats, exotic locations. It's been an eventful evening.
I learned something new.
Yeah. Then you're a winner already.
There you go.
Well, I don't have much else. If you've got anything else to kind of bring to attention before, you know, fishing wise.
What do we have next week?
Next week, I haven't got anybody lined up yet, but I do have some guys that are going to be calling in with some fishing reports. We're going to have probably Vincent from Team Ocean Kayak calling. I know that he did a couple of trips down in the Galveston area. And we may call Phil Spencer, Captain Phil Spencer from down in Corpus, and get a Corpus report.
That guy's on some big fish right now.
Yes, he is. And maybe get him on and to, you know, drop a little knowledge on everybody and see if we can't get some better stringers come out of the stuff that the knowledge that he spreads. So we'll see. But again,
I got to see a couple of pictures of the fish he's been landing on his phone at the San Antonio opening, and any information you can get from that guy is going to be good.
Oh, like that beast trout that he had?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, guest wise, next week I'm going to put out a feeler. I'd like to see if we can get Woody Calloway on the show to talk about the new Slayer and the new Ultimate FX kayaks that are coming out from Native. So, you know, I'm going to.
Those look really cool.
Yeah, they do. They look. That's like Ultimate 2.0 is what I like to call them. So,
yep.
I'll see if I can't get him lined up for this next week. So, well, Ryan,
thanks for the impromptu stand-in for Andrew.
As always.
And we'll be back next week again, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yak Fish in Texas. Make sure to go over to Facebook, like our page, post up any stat or any questions or any guests that you guys want to talk to or want us to bring on. We'll be glad to do our best to see if we can get them on. So, you know, until then, everybody, we'll see you next Tuesday, 8 p.m. So I am Jared Wassel, joined with Ryan McBerman, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Tight lines.
Good night, guys.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.